time for the morning show here at 97.5 FM WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James, joined by Seth.
Good morning.
Laura.
Hi.
And the best listeners in radio.
That's you.
We are going to have a good show today. We're going to sound good because we got our two main producers here, so this show has to sound good, right? See what
I
did
there,
works? Everybody?
Say that to my headphones.
That's why we will have some fun this morning with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Got that coming up for us in a little bit. We've got a study about eye drops that I've been dying to get into for, what is this, like a month now? Yeah, September 16th this came out. I've been dying to talk to you two about it.
Either you think too much about eye drops or you don't think about them enough, and I'm really not sure where I stand on this divide.
You might know after the segment.
Okay,
you'll figure it out. Oh, wow, that's cool.
Stay tuned.
We got five things to look forward to in November. We'll dive into that one as well. And then we got a bunch kicked off going on in the 10 o'clock hour. Of course, it's a Monday. We'll be joined by Beth and our friends from the Hotel Me with the kitchens open.
Yeah. Indeed, yes.
And after that, we'll get a monthly veterans update from our friend Tom Heiser.
Yes,
we will. Indeed.
Looking forward to that.
Because as Laura just pointed out, it's November.
November.
My God, it's November already.
It's insane.
It is insane.
We will hang on to Halloween for one more day as we get into a little bit of celebrity news with Halloween costumes and some fun with that. I got all that coming up for you. And it's live radio. Who knows what can happen?
Yeah.
I want to give away some tickets, too. That's right. Ooh, I want to give away some tickets to the Doo-Wop Project.
Yeah.
Oh, that's coming up on Thursday. Yes. Awesome.
Looking forward to that. We'll get into our schedule, some good stories of the day, and plenty of other things. But we begin, of course, with daylight savings time.
Oh, no.
All right.
Of course we do.
Because
gotta touch on it.
We are a morning show. We have to do these things.
I
wanted to start with the eye drops, but
has been morning for a long time.
Most Americans are over the time-changing madness, but there is still some argument, some debate over this, and it probably will never end as long as we have it.
Right.
I do find it interesting to see that how other countries do this, or if they don't.
Yeah, that would be interesting, actually.
I actually think it's really optimistic of you to think the fight will end when we no longer have daylight savings.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I don't. Oh, no.
The way you worded that, I'm like, wow, that's really optimistic.
No, I think it'll just switch over again.
Yep.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
I actually liked it when we did that.
It's never going to stop.
Never.
And you know, there's something about that that I know can be a little bit frustrating, a little bit of like a rock in your shoe kind of feeling. There's also a part of it that reminds me of that's the point of this country.
Right.
We're not all supposed to agree.
That's right.
We're not all supposed to just follow one voice and one feeling.
That's right, man.
So while it might be frustrating sometimes that we don't agree on silly things or sometimes heavier things, that's the point.
Well,
that's America.
There's nothing wrong with having a conversation about a thing that you can be charged about, right?
Yeah,
and
right.
Have feelings about, but really at the end of the day, are harmless.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Those are healthy, good conversations to have.
According to a recent poll, 54% of Americans would love to see the clock changing done away with for good. 40% want to keep it. But according to reports, supporting the time changes is at its lowest level it's ever been in history.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Okay.
This has never been less of an issue than it is now.
Okay. Well, the farther we move away from agrarian society...
Yeah, because that was the main point. Yep.
That was the argument anyway.
Yep.
In a poll 3 weeks ago, only 12% support the current clock changing system. A few years ago, it seemed like the government was going to put a stop to it completely because they needed to get your mind off of other things. Mostly because there was a little bit of support here and there, but it wasn't really anything that I think, I don't know. It was hard to get too bent out of shape about it because it didn't really seem like it was ever really going to build steam.
Yeah, exactly.
There are several bills kicking around Congress, but...
Right. They'd have to go to work.
Yeah, they actually have to do stuff first.
They don't do anything.
That's hard.
Congress doesn't do anything.
Why?
That's silly. For what it's worth...
Keep getting paid for no work. Why work?
I'm telling you.
Name, you know, Seth and, like a lot of sports fans, we will joke all the time, you know, mamas have your kids grow up to be left-handed pitchers. It's a great living. You can live into 20 years.
Yeah, you can pitch forever, right?
No, I had it all wrong. Grow up to be politicians.
There you go.
You get paid to do nothing, basically.
For now.
And there's no criteria. There's no criteria.
No, not at all.
We can change that in the future.
You don't even need a high school diploma. You don't even need to know the three branches of government.
That's
right.
That's all you got to do.
So for what it's worth, most of the holdouts aren't clinging to the joy of changing clocks in the middle of the night twice a year either. It's just something that we've kind of rolled with. We kind of get the understand that it's something that is bigger than us.
Yeah.
Right.
The issue is whether the permanent time would be the later summer hours or the earlier winter standard time hours. Also, you can't really have every state choose its own time because that would just be a gigantic cluster.
Oh, my gosh, that would be a mess.
Work. No.
But that's what will happen if you get rid of this.
Right.
Like, there's no denying that. Even if it's just two or three of the 50 states in the union here, a couple are going to do this. Again, go right. back to where I started everything.
Exactly.
This is America.
The country or not the country.
Generally, the public is divided. In the latest poll, 56% of Americans favor year-round daylight savings time, summer hours, while 42% prefer standard time. So even if we agreed to, okay, we're done with daylight saving time.
We stick with one time, right?
Then the real debate begins.
Oh, my gosh. You're not wrong.
The debate isn't even whether we should keep it or not. It's which way we should go.
Oh.
Which time do we keep?
Do you think
it seems pretty close. Yeah.
Do you think they go the most mid time zone of the country, right? they still have to deal with it. But to either side, they're losing. The other side is gaining. And that's what we do.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
Nice I've compromise. Got a brain clonking around up there sometimes.
for everything that we're talking about here, I cannot help so much of think of Illinois in many ways, where Illinois is such a two-state.
Right.
Yeah.
You have northern Illinois that is very different than southern Illinois.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Now, there's arguments, there's debate, there's bad jokes made by both sides and all these things. But at the end of the day, they both realize we're not a state without each other.
No.
We need both to make this state work.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about here.
This is where we're at for the country, countrywide thing. Yeah, exactly.
We can't go with one set time that would hurt our ag industry any more than we can go with another set time that would hurt our business industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We need each other. We need both.
Yep.
And guess what, everybody? We've been doing this a long time. We kind of need daylight savings time. We kind of do. I'm not saying we need it because of the old school reasons that we did.
Right.
I think we need it because it gives us some balance, because otherwise it's chaos. All 50 states are going to be deciding their own
right.
time.
There needs
That's
to be
a pretty good
legislation
argument.
In place.
Right.
Regardless of what it is, there needs to be legislation.
Right.
You're right about that. But I think that it's maybe something that can be intelligently discussed.
Mm-hmm.
If politicians could just choose not to make it political.
I was right with you up until that part. Yeah.
Because I have no faith in their ability to do that.
Yes. I also don't have a whole lot of faith anymore in our politicians. And not only are they going to do what we ask them to.
Right.
As their bosses, because we need to be reminded of this, especially with this week in particular.
Yeah.
That we are the bosses here. We are in charge of them. They answer to us. Not the other way around.
Right.
Yeah.
When it also comes to that, it's also the matter of, well, I can't trust said politician to necessarily, like, not answer to the people in his pocket.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's got big coal in his pocket.
That's
and so
the
he, I chose one that probably isn't a factor anymore. you got to feel bad.
Actually, listen, more than you know, my friend. More than you know.
Don't you discredit coal.
I didn't mean to, but I was trying to pick an industry that I
That's good. No, it's perfect, man. Perfect.
Like a safe and not really. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There isn't any, there's somebody who is going to be going into the argument, into the fight with a motive that is not ours, that is not their bosses, but the people putting money in their pocket.
Right.
Right.
I think we should do that thing that, we hate to see it. Like with a public servant, okay, just like a police officer or a firefighter or just, you know, someone working in city government like that.
Mm-hmm.
When someone comes up and says, you know, I pay your salary, thing.
Yeah.
We should use that on politicians, and we should use it all the time.
All the time.
Oh, it's like, I'm your boss. Like you said,
don't you tell let them forget.
I'm your boss, and I pay your salary. You need to do what we want you to do, not the other way around, friend.
Yeah. Forget about the people and money in your pocket. They didn't vote for you. We did.
Yeah.
Like, we are your
constituents. They're not paying your salary. We are.
Yep. We are in charge. We, the people.
Yes.
We are in charge. And again, this week of all weeks, we need to remember that.
Well, and at this point, we're the last line of defense.
Yeah. Well, that's right.
It has fallen onto us.
We got to do it.
Here's the only The thing about this whole thing that really I come back to, and there's a lot of logical things. There's a lot of financial as well as just, you know, day-to-day routine things that are important about daylight saving time and all that. But the thing that I am most frustrated about when it comes to this time change is that after 48 years, I'm still not used to it.
No, it sucks every time.
I can't figure out Sunday morning why I'm so darn tired, why I'm dragging, and why it feels so much later than it is.
I still get, you know, a minor panic attack the first time I look at the microwave clock.
It ain't right. Oh, no, it's wrong. Oh,
I did it this morning. Yeah. I thought it was an hour late for work this morning. Yep. I was so angry at myself. Not that I was
or
late.
Or the car clock.
Yes.
That I still haven't changed mine yet. I still haven't changed mine yet.
I can't figure it out.
I'm sorry.
I am maddened by it.
Mine's a touchscreen. It got real easy real fast.
Well, you're good. You're good.
I've had this Jeep, what, three, almost 4 years now? Cannot figure the darn clock out. It is the bane of all of my existence when I get in that Jeep. Like twice a year, I'm okay. Like it's on time.
That's usually how it works, yeah.
Yes, even a stop clock is et cetera, et cetera. Change. Yeah, yeah.
Darn time changes. Not right. It's not right.
Remember when we had VCRs? Oh, that was a nightmare. Oh, my God, when we had to redo
you need
those.
To pull the
oh,
book my God. Out now, to see, update the. Oof.
There aren't many moments in my life where I am that typical man. Let me take a look at this. I got this. With VCRs when I was a kid. When I was a kid in my house.
You were the grown man in the
dad,
house when it
my
came
mom,
to a VCR.
Okay. They couldn't figure it out. I felt like such a big shot.
So, how on earth.
Let me take a look at
this. How on earth can you figure out a VCR clock and not your car's clock, man? What's up? What's going on with that?
Again, bane of my existence. You're so right. You're 100% right.
All right.
Just one clicked and one didn't.
It's driving me crazy that I have not been able to figure that out.
I'm sensing a pattern.
I wanted to show you guys this one. I thought this would be a
please.
Fun one to wait to wrap up the opening.
I missed the headline. What are we doing?
Opening monologue here, if this will open for me.
I don't know if
it's going to or not. But a British farm celebrated the life of legendary rock singer Ozzy Osbourne by breaking Guinness World Records with a massive squash mosaic in the musician's image.
Oh, spectacular.
That is cool.
No, this is really cool. So they built it on a hillside. So they're just kind of like stacking the squashes and pumpkins.
Of different colors, yep.
And they're resting on each other as they go up. Like, it's
really
cool.
Yeah.
Jinx.
They really mapped this out.
They did. They got the chalk outline there. They really planned it well. Oh, and they put the bats in there. Oh, the bats. Yes.
Sunnyfields Farm in Southampton, England arranged hundreds of pumpkins and squashes into an image of the Prince of Darkness measuring 2,281 square feet.
Cool. That is very cool.
Can you email me that one so I can include it in the show notes?
Yeah.
Then you guys can check it out too.
The mosaic was unveiled at a ceremony attended by Ozzy Osbourne's wife, Sharon, and daughter, Kelly.
Oh, good.
How cool they showed up
that
for this.
That they showed up for that.
Cool.
How cool.
That took a lot of people and a lot of planning to get that done.
And
so.
A lot of squash. And that is a lot of squash.
The gourds squash. Were in demand.
Oh, man. Lots of crates.
I wonder how long they took to just map it out.
Yeah, let to alone plan to it, do to make it sure it looked right.
Yeah,
and it's a pretty good likeness. It's a pretty darn good likeness of him.
It looked pretty good. That was pretty cool. And I the story was cool alone to me. And then at the end, did they just kind of throw in there that Sharon and Kelly showed up?
Oh, by the way, Sharon and Kelly were there.
How cool that is.
How cool.
Like, anybody in the world would have understood if they didn't go
to
that.
Yeah,
exactly. Me too. Yeah. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It is Laura, Seth, and James here on The Morning Show. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe with the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you tomorrow to treat yourself at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us tomorrow when you get on over there. They're going to have some great specials lined up for you. Encourage you to go to their Facebook page to check those out.
Yeah.
There is an El Cafe Philadelphia sandwich that sounds pretty darn good to me.
Yes, it does.
They got some other good stuff on over there.
Nice.
And of course, their social media also has just some fun stuff in there. There's a Stonehenge meme that you have to see that is pretty
probably.
Good.
Oh, goodness.
There's a bunch of great stuff over there at El Cafe. Buy local support those that support this community like our great friends over there. Included with what they do here and sponsoring this segment, they give us an opportunity every month to grab qualifiers and send them over to El Cafe with two $20 gift certificates.
Yeah. Big winner.
Buys a lot of good food over there, by the way.
It sure does.
So we appreciate them doing that. We appreciate all of you giving getting us these birthdays and anniversaries so we can grab qualifiers every day. We will grab our first qualifiers of November in a moment. First, we got to go through October.
Okay, yes.
All right.
Big winner.
Yes, we get to pick our winner for the month of October. And Lori, you get to do it. I don't think you've gotten to do this at all yet.
I have not. No. And October was my birth month. So
I think she should be able to do it. Yep.
We had 31 entries. Congratulations, everybody. One for every day of October.
I have to pick 12.
You have to pick 12.
Well, okay, that's awesome.
That gives us Janet and Tom Gaber.
Oh, Janet and Tom. Woo, you guys win.
Ding, go ding, ding, ding.
Yay.
Ding, 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 ding.
Janet and Tom, congratulations to both of you. Janet and Tom celebrated their anniversary on the 12th, or on the 11th.
On the 11th? Oh, okay, sure.
But right close, very close.
Well,
very
I picked
close.
12 because my birthday is the 12th.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's right.
I had good reason. Yeah,
congratulations to Janet and Tom. And please, everybody, keep getting us more birthdays anniversaries.
Yes.
So we can keep celebrating with you. We appreciate you getting them to us.
Excellent.
Seth, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right. And we first up want to wish a very happy birthday. Oh, I didn't tell everybody. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries.
Oh, you should do that.
info@wfhr.com. You can email us there. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call on up.
715-424-2600 if you want to talk to us weirdos. But if you want to talk to Pam, that's 1300 instead.
Enjoy you guys joining us. Please feel free to everybody. Now we can take a look at our local list. And first up, wishing a happy birthday to Ryan Morris.
Happy birthday, Ryan.
Happy birthday, Ryan.
Enjoy the day, Ryan. Hope it's a good one for you. And late entry, but a winner. Second qualifier in November. I think we had some from the other day,
right,
actually,
yeah.
Now that I think about it.
Yep.
But Stuart Riley.
Happy birthday, Stuart.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Stuart, enjoy your day. Thank your wife who got that in for you.
Thank you, Mrs. Stuart Riley.
She did ask me to say that, so I wanted to make sure that I got that in there. But Stuart,
enjoy your day.
You're our qualifier.
Very good.
Let's go ahead and take a look at who you share your birthdays and anniversaries with. Taking a look at our celebrity list. Kendall Jenner is 30. That kind of seems surprising to me a little bit.
Yeah.
I forget how young she is sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was so young, started off. Yeah.
She was so young. Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick is 38.
That sounds right.
Former NFL quarterback, has done a lot of other things since he's leaving the field.
Since being, blackballed, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yep.
There's no question about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Dolph Lundgren is 68.
Woo!
Ivan Drago, Rocky IV, Creed II, Expendable movies, He-Man.
Sure.
Dolph Lundgren, man, what an interesting career that man has had.
What an interesting career.
Especially
that
for
was
someone
very
from
well said.
Scandinavian countries, you know, English not his first language and that sort of thing. So, yeah.
If you are a fan of these Skarsgårds like I am, you need to thank Dolph Lundgren.
That's right.
He paved the way for almost everyone. For a long time, Italians could not get roles. Irishmen would play Italians in many different things. After a while, Italians started getting roles to play Native Americans. They weren't even playing Italians and everything. Eventually, they started to do this a little bit more with other creeds, in particular Scandinavians, where you had a huge, obviously, influx of them in this country, but you didn't have a lot of them being given acting opportunities, especially if you were from there and you had any kind of accent or anything. Very different country, but look at Arnold Schwarzenegger's early career, being from Austria and everything. But Dolph Lundgren had charisma. He had something about him that Sylvester Stallone in particular really enjoyed.
He was into that.
Yes. And he was like, this is the guy. And Stallone fought for him to get cast as Ivan Drago.
Yeah.
I cannot picture anybody else as that character.
You couldn't.
And
it's crazy to talk about.
And I think it's noteworthy that he didn't have to do any of this because the man's a literal genius. In his
he didn't
home
have
country,
to do any of these things.
He's a rocket scientist. He's an actual scientist.
Yeah. I love that.
It's very similar to me to Steve Young. Steve Young finished number one in his class as an attorney. He didn't have to get into football.
No. He went to law school.
Love what you do. Phil Sims is 70. New York Giants quarterback.
Speaking of quarterbacks.
That just played in the mind.
Longtime commentator, too, on CBS. Yeah.
I wonder how many people think of him as a commentator before a player.
Yeah.
We remember him as a player.
Right.
I wonder.
Won a Super Bowl. Yeah.
Adam Ant is 71.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, wow.
His goody two shoes are 40.
Nice. Nice.
He was one of my first crushes. Man. I'm not even going to shy away from that.
I could see that.
It tracks, doesn't it?
He was the poster boy for the new romantic movement, really. Yeah. Which a very short-lived movement, by the way, but it was
too bad.
It had its moment. It did have its time.
It did. Wisconsin's own, Central Wisconsin's own, Kathy Kinney is 71.
Yay! Mimi!
Mimi on the Drew Carey Show.
Yeah.
Wonderful person and also somebody who has avoided Director's Playhouse. I've wanted to get her on for years. Certainly local tie-ins.
Yes.
You know, with
but her, also much respect. Love her.
Stevens Absolutely. Point native. Want to mention that as well.
Yep.
Somebody who, you know, that character that she played, it got her so typecasted.
Unfortunately.
She has to hide behind all this makeup. She's pretty.
Yeah.
That's a pretty woman right there. That's not that that matters here or there.
No, because it's the character. Yeah.
Just feel like because of her character, I feel like it's noteworthy. And strong actor.
Yes.
Strong actor.
Well, and that was, she was so good
she
as
was
Mimi.
So good
that was
as
why
Mimi.
It was, yeah, that's is, probably one of her problems. She was too good at it.
Is that show as popular without her?
No.
Well, and to be fair, you know, looking at the cast of the Drew Carey Show, Mimi's the character I would have wanted to play.
Mm. And she was a one-off character in the pilot episode, and the response was so big that they just like, nope, you're a member of the cast now, which is so cool.
I think one of the greatest compliments to an actor is when that happens. Chris Pratt, it happened to with Parks and Rec. His character was supposed to be done after the pilot, and they kept bringing him back things. Like, I cannot think of many things that would make me feel better as an actor.
Absolutely.
I would rather have that happen than win an award any day.
It's a huge compliment.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Congratulations to her.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
She's having a great career, I think. And she ain't going nowhere. I know she's 71, but she ain't going nowhere. Yeah. She's still working. Dennis Miller is 72.
Oh
gosh. Dennis Miller with the cha-cha. I can't even do a good Dennis Miller.
But I love your Dennis Miller.
No, but you didn't need words. That was perfect.
It's great.
You didn't because it's just gibberish.
I only feel bad for the audience that they don't get to see the head movements you're doing.
I know. I was doing the head movements there, too. You can't help it.
I want to do both of these together. Dennis Miller is 72. Roseanne Barr is 73.
Wow.
Oh.
Boy, this is... They're comedians.
Okay. Yeah. Nicely done, Seth.
They both had some... controversies in their careers.
Sure, we could go with controversial.
Yeah, you know, it's true. You know,
both made big impacts with their lives and their careers.
In the same decades.
And with both of them being in their 70s and everything, I feel like, I know for me, if I was one of these individuals, I would want the good and the bad brought up. Mm. Roseanne's done some horrible things.
Yep.
Her national anthem is literally the worst you'll ever see, hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully it never gets worse than that.
No, it's nobody bad. Better top her, please.
She bet on herself. She pitched a show idea that nobody in today's day and age would never get made.
Nope.
No, and
made it run for over almost a decade.
It was good.
It was so good, they brought it back.
And it was real, and it was relatable, especially to people here in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. And
like, it was so real.
When we needed it the most, a show that wasn't, nothing against the old shows like Ozzy and Harriet or any of these things, but these shows that try to give you this idea of a perfect family when there's never been a perfect family in American history.
Right.
Like,
she modernized it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can't take that away from her.
Nope.
Dennis Miller made Weekend Update cool.
Yes, he did.
Dennis Miller did jokes that nobody else was willing to do, on primetime, let alone at late night TV.
Mm-hmm.
He was an integral writer on that show and elevated Weekend Update to where it is now, that I love where the show is now and stuff. Both in Dennis Miller's had some plenty, controversies too and everything.
Yep.
He took a chance on doing Monday Night Football and it blew up in his face, but he tried.
Yeah.
He tried.
And then he had that very long-standing show on HBO, that won multiple writing awards, and I know that because they always beat Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah,
every year it was Dennis Miller. Dang it!
It was Dennis Miller.
There's good, there's bad with both of these individuals on their birthday. I feel like it's fair to say with
happy
both.
Birthday.
Yep.
Let's see here. Nicely done. I feel so bad for this. Michael Dukakis is 92.
All right.
Wow. And I didn't even know he was still alive.
I didn't either.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what I feel worse about, that or the fact that every single time we all have the same image pop up in our head. Michael Dukakis, him being photographed wearing that army helmet and that tank.
Ugh.
It was supposed to...
Bad move, Michael.
He was ahead in the... Or I believe he was right there or right ahead in the polls. And it was supposed to jumpstart him.
Yeah.
And it could not have gone worse. It could not have blown up more in his face.
Yeah.
Let's see here. And one of the original action stars, Charles Bronson, born on this day in 1921.
Man.
Death Wish, The Dirty Dozen, The Magnificent Seven. Like, if you needed an action movie, you called Charles Bronson. You were not going to have an action
movie. He did a lot of like TV in the 50s and the 60s. He was in several episodes of The Twilight Zone, and it's fun to watch him like early in his career before he became the guy, Charles Bronson, you know.
It's nothing against Clint Eastwood, but for everything that I thought Clint Eastwood got credit for, I felt like Charles Bronson should have gotten just as much.
Yeah.
Just as much credit.
Yeah.
If you're looking for that type of that Dirty Harry, that yep. kind of guy that, yep. that could do that, Charles Bronson could do that.
I'm telling you.
That is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club. We'll be back with more show coming up right here at Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Mm-hmm.
Good to have the bumpers back. Nice work. Nicely done by you. Appreciate that. And certainly appreciated the October bumpers, the Halloween mm-hmm. bumpers we yeah. had. That was a lot of fun.
Those are always fun.
We're about to dive into November. Before we do, I do want to wrap up a little bit of notes on October. Congratulations to this team on the Halloween special. Yeah. Everybody's great work. Seth in particular.
It was
well
so cool.
done.
Oh, I love doing it. You guys do a great job.
It was awesome. A lot of fun. Be on the lookout yep. for more specials as the holidays go on and mm-hmm. everything.
Oh, yeah.
We decide to drive ourselves crazy with more work.
Because
we can't just, help
we never
ourselves.
Learn. We never learn.
We enjoy the creating so much
<That's true. laughs>
that we burden ourselves with it.
Gigantic thank you to all of our sponsors out there that
oh,
help
yes.
us do all these things.
Tremendous amount of sponsors team. This year. Very cool.
It's a real
yeah,
team
that was
effort.
Great.
Yep.
I know that I don't think any of us had as many trick-or-treaters as we would have liked, but mm-hmm. it was great to see the trick-or-treaters out there. Mm-hmm. Shout out
Absolutely.
To all you parents out there getting them out there and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, as we let go of October bumpers in October, we get ready for November. We have five things to look forward to in November. Daylight savings time ends, so we gain an extra hour of sleep. A lot of people were excited about that. Some of us didn't matter.
If you can, yeah.
If you can, yeah. right, yeah. I mean,
sleep is the... I'll just clean my bathroom again.
Yeah. Things that we keep ourselves busy with in the early morning.
Yes, right.
in sports, of course, we had the World Series just wrap up with an incredible Game 7. We'll talk about that on Playmakers
amazing,
later.
Yeah.
And, of course, all the other sports are going on. NBA season is just getting underway. NHL, MLS playoffs are going on right now. And, of course, football, college, and pros happening.
How can soccer have playoffs when they play all the time?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they never stop. There's no off season in soccer.
I even tried to pay attention to soccer. I can't.
It's hard. It's very confusing to us anyway.
A few big movies are hitting. A few movie sequels are hitting the theaters. I know my dad's excited about Now You See Me, Now You Don't on the 14th. He's a fan of those movies.
Okay.
Wicked for Good, the sequel to the Wicked movie, comes out on the 21st. And there's a Zootopia 2 on the 26th.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
that's
that one.
That's probably the most interesting
yeah.
out of those three to me.
I believe Jason Bateman's in that one.
Yeah, I loved the Zootopia. Okay.
Oh, yeah, he does. He's the fox, the voice of the fox. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I just caught his voice and immediately was like, ooh. I never saw the first one.
Excellent, but,
And let's take a call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning. I'm for one that hopes that they never, ever change the daylight savings time the way it is right now.
All right.
Mm.
I can live with that little bit of a discomfort when it changes over. During the wintertime, if it was daylight savings time, it would be dark out at 8:30.
Yeah, it'd be really dark all the time.
When our little kids are out on the street going to school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a fair point.
Summertime, if it was daylight savings, if it was dinner time all the time, we would lose a couple hours of daylight in the morning.
Yeah.
But I could get up at 4 o'clock in the morning just to enjoy the sun.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
That's a pretty good argument. I like that.
And honestly, where is the problem here?
Yeah,
it's an inconvenience for some in mm-hmm. some ways. Yeah. It can be annoying,
but
in some of these
twice
other
a year. Yeah,
I mean, it's tough. Yeah. And I think
you adjust in like a week.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Yeah, it's not that different than a time change when you're traveling or something
that's,
along
that's
those
a
lines.
Good point.
And everything.
Yeah.
I'm with you, sir. I'm with you.
One other thing about 100 days till catchers and pitchers.
Yes. Well done. Well done.
Spoken like a true baseball fan. Yes.
We appreciate you, man. Have a great morning. My dad said a similar thing yesterday.
After
morning.
The World Series games ended, and now it's like, yep.
The first thing he was thinking.
February is just around the corner.
His team didn't win, so he was like, okay, on the next
season. Looking to next season.
Some others you might be on your radar. There's the historic drama Nuremberg on the 7th. I'll learn to say it by then.
Yeah.
The action comedy Playdate hits November Prime on the 12th, and the new adaptation of The Running Man will be released on the 14th. You know that because you've seen probably a billion trailers for it.
I was going to say, that's actually not a very good sign. But, boy, how can you best the campy goodness that is the original Running Man?
You can't.
I mean, the cast alone in that film was so good.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved that movie. I remember watching it several times when I was a kid. It was kind of for like the forgotten Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, but it is so fun.
Who's the cast in the new one?
Oh my gosh.
You got what's his name? That the new.
Hang on, I'm looking it up.
It's actually got it's got a pretty big cast.
Okay, Glenn Powell. Yeah, that's Glenn a strong Powell's start.
Okay, that makes sense.
Amelia Jones,
Josh Brolin,
Daniel Ezra. Let me see. Lee Pace is in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Michael Cera is in it.
I can tell you, Lee Pace will be
Josh
the villain.
Josh Brolin is in it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's got a pretty
good
big
villain.
Cast. Sean Hayes
got a. Sean Hayes. Yeah, he has a weird
Hayes.
Character in it. Policio Domingo.
William H. Macy?
Yeah.
Oh, who's playing the game show host?
The Domingo guy. He's doing it. He looks good in it, too.
Coleman Domingo, yep.
Here's the problem. Like, you can make it better. Here. You can do a better Running Man, but, you know, with special effects, all these things, sure. But what you're hitting on there, Seth, is the thing that they're missing about these 90s movies that you can't remake. You can't bring us back to that time. There was a time where you could still get away with a lot of the 80s humor and 80s action, but you had a better budget to them.
Right, right.
And I'm a gigantic... Bruce Willis is my number two action star of all time.
Sure.
I love, love, love Sylvester Stallone. But there was nobody like Arnold in those particular movies. Mm-hmm. Arnold, whether it's that, it's Predator, it's Total Recall. Like, Arnold. Like, he's the only one that could do those kind of movies. And I love Glenn Powell. I think he's a really good actor. He doesn't have that same kind of...
He's not Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's got charm for days, Glenn Powell. He probably has more charm than Arnold Schwarzenegger. Not the same type of charm. Not that same type of charm that could get away with that kind of like action comedy.
I mean, they have the fantastic inside joke where he's getting ready to go and he says, "I'll be back," which was
hilarious.
Famous from Tournament. But it's Richard Dawson's reply to that, which is even better, only in a rerun, which is fantastic.
It's one of the best lines in an action movie ever delivered.
Yes, it is.
And Richard Dawson as that, casting, having Richard Dawson
fantastic.
In that role.
Fantastic.
So many generations growing up.
Jesse Ventura. I mean, I love that movie. So awesome. Anyway.
On TV, the fifth and final season of Stranger Things hits Netflix on the 26th. Mm-hmm. New episodes of Sesame Street are also coming to Netflix on the 10th.
Okay.
So good to say that.
Right after Stranger Things. I like that. There's a nice juxtaposition there.
I mean, it's not PBS. It's not what it used to
be.
So I hope it's good. I worry about it. Mm-hmm. That's all.
The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives comes out on the 13th.
That sounds right.
I had to double check what that sounds, is.
That's a nice rhyme, though. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
It's a reality show.
It's the whole reason why they came up with it, is because it rhymes.
It's a great title, now we have to put a show around it.
Well, because, you know, they do the Real Housewives of wherever. Every town.
I know.
And these ones are specific.
Yep.
Not being an adult at all, I was up at 2 in the morning watching the newest episode of The Simpsons in South Park. And the Simpsons, they've done this thing for years where they have like fake TV shows or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've ever seen one that I really wanted to watch, though.
Oh.
Golden Retriever Bachelor.
Yes.
I kind of like the idea of that. I kind of like the idea of like,
you know
that.
What? I've said this before. I think that humane societies need to have reality shows.
Oh, there you go. It brings some nice awareness there.
I might watch that. I might watch that.
I think it would bring awareness. I think it would bring awareness to what is really needed in caring for an adorable critter that needs a home.
There you go.
Come on. That's a win.
Might get more animals adopted. Yeah.
You listening, Denise? Go.
The 2025 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony will be held on November 8th and will stream live on Disney Plus, and the 59th annual CMA Awards will air live on ABC on the 19th. And of course, the holidays. Big ones are Veterans Day on the 11th and Thanksgiving on the 27th.
Nice.
There are a couple of other ones, like today is National Sandwich Day. And I just say it that way because my dad does. But
okay,
Sandwich Day.
So it's
day,
not official. All right.
It's Sandwich Day. I couldn't help myself there. I did not mean to do that. But it
fine,
is.
Fine. I will grill myself a cheese today.
Oh, sandwich.
So go ahead and give us your favorite sandwich, your go-to sandwich, whatever it might be. Let us know. We'd love to hear from you through the text line or calling up everybody, 715-424-2600. Use the Civic Media app.
It's cool outside. Have soup and a grilled cheese. It's what
you
want.
Oh, there you go. Comfort food.
It's what you want. It's what your body wants.
And you can do it with any soup.
That's right.
National Happy Hour Day is the 12th. The 13th is World Kindness Day.
Oh, okay.
And of course, Black Friday is the 28th.
It sure is.
I can't imagine that's going to be a thing much longer. I'm not saying that there will always be sales, but as far as like it's becoming less and less a thing.
Nobody is risking their lives for Black Friday anymore. They're buying things online.
All the deals happen like around it too, even on Black Friday.
Yeah, because they're doing it all weekend, right? So all the way to, what do they call it, Monday?
Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday. So like it's Black Weekend and then Cyber Monday. Like,
I agree, we're
not falling for the trap anymore.
I agree with Laura. If there's no like palpable sense of danger when you're out there, then what's the point?
That's not what I said.
Oh, it's not? Oh, okay.
We will be right back after this break here on The Morning Show.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. Put your flashbacks on.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour. 10 o'clock hour's got some great features to it. We'll, of course, kick things off with the kitchens open. Mm-hmm. Beth will join us, thanks to our friends at the Hotel Mead. Mm-hmm. And after that, we're going to have a monthly veterans update from our friend Tom Heiser.
Yeah.
Nice. Very cool.
I would encourage everybody to listen for that next hour. We'll have some entertainment news and a bunch of other fun stuff as well. We'll get into our schedule and other things. But right now, I want to get to our final segment of the hour, where I wanted to start our show, our whole week, with magic eye drops.
All right. Magic eye drops. Yes.
Magic.
Very interesting.
Doctors have reportedly developed special eye drops for people with long-sightedness that could replace the need for reading glasses or surgery.
So like farsightedness?
Yeah, people who can see well far but not near, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just let that sit there for a second. Eye drops. Eye drops that could replace glasses or LASIK or any of these things.
That's crazy.
You wouldn't have to be constantly lubricating your eyes or even dropping the solution right before reading. It could be as simple as using them twice a day.
Wow.
The idea is that this could be more convenient than carrying around reading glasses, and it would be a lot less invasive than surgery.
Yeah. Mm,
right.
Now, to me, and if you don't care about the science of this, you can go ahead and find something else real quick to do, but the drops contain pilosulfurian, and I practiced that.
it's tough.
It's close enough.
A drug that constricts the pupils and contracts the muscles that controls the shape of the eye lens to enable focus on objects at different distances.
Right. Oh, right.
So that's really close to being able to fix things the other way with an eye drop too, isn't it?
It would be, because it's if you remember from your old health textbooks, you look at the eye, it's the shape of the eye that causes nearsightedness or farsightedness.
Exactly.
And I believe because it's expanding, because I believe farsightedness is it's smaller, it's more squeezed as the eye. So it like expands it, and I can see how that would work. I don't know if they could do it the other way of like shrinking it. They'd have to come up with something else for like if you're nearsighted. Yeah.
It's unclear when this may become widely available. This isn't the first time that scientists have used eye drops to address eyesight. In 2023, researchers at Ohio State worked on special eye drops that could, quote, prevent or delay nearsightedness, so kids might not have to get corrective lenses so early.
Wow.
And in 2021, Vuity eye drops hit the market. Those drops claimed that they could replace eyeglasses for people who have trouble seeing close up. The medicine takes about 15 minutes to work, but the effect of sharper vision can supposedly last up to 10 hours.
Hmm.
Oh, that would be handy.
It would be.
Well, you know, for one, to tackle this and get it out of the way, it isn't as if insurance is getting any easier for people or more accessible to people, whether we're talking dental, eye, or just, you know, your basic
general health insurance
or anything like that.
Well, and how much are they charging for this miracle eye drop?
That would be the question.
That's a whole other topic and a whole other conversation to it, too.
Your insurance probably isn't covering it because you can get glasses.
Well, and one of my fears is there's no money in the cure. The money is in the treatment.
Yes. Yeah.
So that is another fear of mine too with the medical industry and stuff. But I can't help but be excited about this idea.
Yeah.
Too.
Right. No, you're absolutely right.
I recently, and I apologize that this has probably been a thing for a very long time, but I am just recently learning in the last year about how so much of our dental procedures now can be avoided with what we used to go through with the diving in there and digging and all that. And now they give you a couple of pills and that clears it all up. Like, it's incredible to me. Mm-hmm. That's game changing. And why am I just now learning that? Like, I feel like this is another one of my problems with a lot of our daytime news and a lot of our 5 o'clock and 10 o'clock news.
The media in general, yeah.
These things are not covered when they should be. This literally affects millions of people.
Yeah. But it's also about whether or not it's realistically achievable for a person, right? Because if that technology is only available to the people who can afford to get it, we're still going to have people digging in our mouths.
Right, exactly.
Agreed. Yep. But there was a time where only rich people could afford flat screens. Now we see them on the side of the road all the time. Like technology, we get to a point where everybody can use it.
Right.
And it's a human achievement. Mm-hmm. Like, we talked about going to the moon for months and years before we actually did it. Like, I think talking about these things and the growth that we make in these industries needs to be covered more.
Yeah.
Like, there's another part of this, too. It's hope. Like, we don't have hope in the news enough. We don't have hope in our day-to-day lives enough. And I'm saying this as somebody who has no idea what hope is.
Like, and there's also an element of the more we talk about it here in front of live microphones on air, the more opportunity there is for people who have the money to fund this kind of research to hear about it and then do so.
Well, and to be fair, I mean, I hear what you're saying there, Laura, but it shouldn't be up to individuals who have the money to do it. It should be decided by society, and we have to figure out ways to do this. So the profit motive doesn't necessarily have to be the way we get these things done. And
it
does work,
but it is.
It does work in certain things, and I get that. But like when it comes to like healthcare and stuff like that, I don't think that should be a part of it. That shouldn't be in the equation.
How many people, including you two, of course, how many people would do this? I think there's a lot of people that enjoy the glasses. A lot of people that, you know, I don't know how many people enjoy putting contact lenses in. But I think that I've known a number of people in my life that they could have had LASIK or whatever, and they don't because they like their glasses. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a gigantic percentage.
I think it's a good option. I think if you look at it as an alternative to contacts rather than an alternative to glasses, then you're onto something. Because if it lasts for 10 hours, right, so you put your eye drops in before you head to work, and by the time you get home, it's worn off and you're wearing your glasses again, right? Like, I think that's a good way to look at it. It's not really an alternative to glasses, because you're still going to need your glasses when you're at home getting from, you know, your bed to your toilet at 2 a.m. Like, that's what they're for. But the eye drops could be a good alternative to contact lenses. I could see an argument for that.
I made a decision a long time ago. I'm sticking with glasses no matter what. Yeah. I'm not interested in wearing contacts. I'm not interested in getting eye surgery. I'm not interested. I've had to take eye drops before and I hated it. I'm going to stick with glasses. I'm going to say, I know what I'm getting with these. So
I really like my glasses, so I like having the option.
Well, right? and you can have fashion stuff with glasses, too. I mean, there's that option if you're interested in that, too.
Because I have like four pairs of glasses because I like the options.
There you go. That's cool.
The only thing that's really tempting to me about this is the idea that I cannot keep my glasses clean.
Me either.
I'm not exaggerating. I clean them. 2 seconds, they're on my face, and I'm like, what is that? Is that a smudge? It drives me absolutely insane every day. Like, I cannot, like, I might do it just to avoid that.
I think you might just need to loosen up a little bit.
Oh, you think.
I am James. I'm the exact opposite. People will, like, oh my God, these are dirty. Oh, yes. How can you see with those?
You've gotten accustomed to the filth.
It's gotten to the point where it has to be so, it's like, oh my God, I really can't see. I better clean
and then
these.
Once you wash them, you're like, how was I living?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You do the thing where you're bending your head a certain way because that
is right in that. It's clean.
I can see better that way. It's clean right in that angle right there. Yeah. I want to give these tickets away. We've got a brand new show coming to town, everybody. The Doo-Wop Project is going to be here in town this Thursday, November 6th, 7:30 over at the Performing Arts Center. Mm-hmm. You can get a pair of tickets right now for free. Just call up 715-424-2600. You can also use the Civic Media app. Give us your favorite doo-wop song or band, any of the above. We're big fans of this style of music around here,
and
more
this
than
is
you think.
Broadway level talent you're going to see. So
yes,
this band's incredible.
Good deal.
We had a great time talking with them on the Rapid Support. Really fun interview. I encourage you to check that out, everybody, and encourage you to get these tickets. Call up right now and win yourself a pair of two tickets to the Doo-Wop Project coming up this Thursday, 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media.